Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Red Barrett. And now, play ball. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman takes first base on ball four. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Ross reaches second base with a double. Workman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. McCarthy reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball four. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barrett. Mancuso moves to second. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Juiced juggles the ball. That's an error on Juiced. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ross throws the ball into McCarthy, who tags Hubbell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mancuso moves to third. Orengo moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rucker strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Ross picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ross. Gerges goes all the way around to score. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wittek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Ott moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Braves, 2. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. Wittek moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Dave Odom now pitching. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Workman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ross strikes out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orengo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. Workman moves to second. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Joost reaches second base with a double. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek misplays the ball. That's an error on Wittek. Dave Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Ott steals second. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a pop-up towards third. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Workman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Workman moves to second. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCarthy strikes out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Workman moves to third. Ross moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Orengo hits a line drive towards third. Joost catches it and throws to first to double up Mancuso. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hubbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-1 in the game. Odom hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Witek reaches second base with a double. Gerges scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Workman strikes out. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross takes first base on ball four. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Orengo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbell takes first base on ball four. Bill Brubaker now playing third base. Eddie Juist now playing shortstop. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Ace Adams now pitching. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Juist strikes out. Mancuso drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Juist out. One out. Butch Niemann pinch hits for Phil Massey. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hugh Poland now catching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Juist fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Whitheck hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Kirby Farrell pinch hits for Dave Odom. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a pop-up towards first. Orengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.